the subject of this video should be more or less explanatory from the title of this video. And that being that women and daughters of white nationalists, what they turn into, or it should be, I really don't know what to title this video per se, but it has to do with the subject of women and daughters to whom, who come from white nationalists, aka national socialists, and the things that they do in order to try to convince the public and, you know, pretty much everyone else that they're not quote-unquote racist or bigoted or anything on this own particular account. And what do I mean by some such this on this own account when I make such a statement on this particular account? And I think that the video of this, or I think that the subject of this video should be more or less explanatory from just that. Being that, have you never seen it for what is on this particular account? What do I mean by this? Well, what I mean by this is that, have you never seen the children of white nationalists of any varied form or degree? I'm just going to use that word, a broad term, to explain this. And what they do, or what they turn into, or the things that they have to consider in order to put as much distance between they themselves as individuals, because, you know, they're individuals. They don't consider themselves like us. They don't see a collective. They don't see a tribe. All they see is themselves. For which the things that they do are not only considered despicable, it's reprehensible. At some of the things that they choose, the choices that they make, as in, oh, my father was a white nationalist, but I'm not racist like him. And this is also mainly addressed to the women and daughters, because I've seen more so from them in terms of this trend for the things that they do to show that they're not like their fathers, they're not like their family, they're not bigots or racist or etc. So the things that they have to do or consider, or yeah, people any more than that, it's beyond being considered not only reprehensible but unredeemable. And it goes to show that our so-called modern Western culture, for all intents and measures, is truly, truly without any redeeming qualities, and how far it perverses and corrupts even the children of so-called figures within so-called movement, or former members, or people who are or were a part of the so-called movement, aka white nationalist movement, whatever you call it, people. But besides the point, what is not being discussed here is the trend that follows from children who were either associated with these people, born into it, a part of it, or some varied form or associate of it, and the things that they do, the choices that they consider, or the things that they try to do to show that that they're not like the people that they claim they're not like, that are demonized, degraded, devalued, you know, for being a man, a principal, a person, a principal, let's use that terminology, trying to, you know, stand up for one's own people. And because of that, somehow that makes them and their cause unjust, right? It's so irredeemable, unjustifiable. There is nothing worth salvaging in eyes of the public who apparently think that standing up for your people, trying to preserve your heritage and retain our existence is somehow evil, deplorable, and despicable. But besides the point, because of that, that stain on children, especially daughters and women who were either associated with members within the so-called movement, they do things in order to show that they're not like their parents or like the people that they were associated with or people that they were born with, people being that the women or daughters, often in this case, who were a part of the fathers or the parents of the so-called movement itself, end up either self-proclaiming themselves as communist or rebrand themselves as anti-fascist in order to, you know, fight the people that are trying to preserve their fucking worthless asses. And sit there and go with the narrative, bend over backwards, and when told to jump, they jump, and pretty much regurgitate whatever narrative that they're told to espouse from their fucking mouths. Talk about fucking absolute selling out. I mean, that on its own account is not redeemable in my fucking eyes. But let's get to the more juicy parts of the gist of this video on this particular subject, being that it's not only that, people, it's also the fact that these so-called women who used to be either a part of the movement, a part or the daughters of the parents or the fathers of the so-called movement, end up going as far to prove that they are not racist or bigoted, just like their fathers or parents or etc. Oh, we're not like that anymore. We were never like that. You want to know what their first thing that they do in order to prove that they're not fucking like their parents or like their fathers who were a part of the movement, either they were associated, born into it, or grew up in it. They go off and spread their legs for pretty much any and all those that are considered colored people. And either pick up as a result of that, well, you know, doing just that, committing a taboo, is either getting a black boyfriend or get with a Hispanic or etc. people. I mean, how is that fucking not reprehensible, people? I mean, for them to show that they are not like their fucking parents who were a part of the so-called movement, or that they're not like their father who was either associated with or a member of the so-called movement, these so-called daughters or women of the so-called members of the so-called movement have to go as far as to spread their fucking legs and have intercourse with non-whites, people who are not of their people, just to show that they're not like their parents or associates who are part of the so-called movement people. You let that sink in. That's the things that they do in order to prove to the world that they're not like us. Out of all the treasonous, reprehensible considerations that one can ever choose, the choice that one can ever make, you would go that fucking far. Just to not only prove that you're not like us, but that you're totally different, right? I mean, how is that redeemable, people? It's not. And there's nothing of consideration when it comes to salvaging these people. How are they not considered a bastardized version of just reflecting the current state of how truly rotten Western civilization has become in terms of literally making it to where you cannot be proudly, openly one of us. By that I mean white or European. And because your parents or people which you associate with or you grew up in or born into it, because of that, they took some pride about who they are, what they are, and love their people and their heritage and everything about it. Because you don't want to be associated with that, because that's somehow a disdain upon humanity, supposedly, when it comes to white people. These so-called children, or in this case, mainly daughters or women of so-called members or affiliates or parents who were part of that movement, for them to prove that they are not like them, they have to either lock, stop, sell out to the machine, so-called, and regurgitate whatever talking points that they are given, or they have to rebrand themselves as communist or call themselves Antifa, or better than if they are a woman, a daughter, or otherwise, they have to spread their legs and get a colored boyfriend like a black man or a fucking Latino or etc. Just to prove that they are not racist or bigoted or, God forbid, having the ungodly sin of ever being associated with people who may have actually given a damn about the people's continued preservation, cared about their culture, and loved everything about their people. I mean, how does that not speak out for itself what these people were, people? And how does that not reflect on the current state of Western civilization at its finest, people? When you look at the almighty West for ways, and how corrupt it is truly, for which even children born either into the movement who are a part of associates who are a part of the movement or were grown up in the movement through their parents don't even want anything to do with themselves, their identities, or their very existence. How does that not show how utterly the successful corruption of the West for what it is?